night. It's the Live 88.5 startup. And we love it when a Canadian product does really, really well or is groundbreaking. And we think we may have found one here. Starnav.com. You'll find a link. Go to live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. And you'll find a link to everyone and all the topics that we talk to or talk about here on the startup. Viraf Kapadia is the CEO of Starnav, and they've got a product. Well, he says his product will make flying safer, and so we thought we'd get in touch, and he's in the airport right now in Toronto. Viraf Kapadia on with the startup this morning. Hello, Viraf.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Tell us how your product differs from the black box. We always hear about the black box and what it does. What does your product do?
The real difference between the black box and us is this. We are proactive. The black box is reactive.
Okay.
It's only after the fact, after an accident or an event, our system is out there to prevent an event from happening, because what we do is trend monitoring and real-time monitoring of the aircraft as it flies. Now, when it flies, if there are any deteriorating trends or anything which is not up to standard, then immediately our system sends out via satellite a sort of alert to the ground, and then you have a sort of reason to look into what's wrong from the engineering point of view from the ground station.
How early does your system detect things that go wrong?
We want pilot to do his own flying as he does it without any additional stress to the cockpit.
Okay.
What we do with our system is we are behind the scenes monitoring every second whatever is going on in the aircraft.
Okay.
For example, if there is a deteriorating trend, or you're losing fuel, or you're losing hydraulics, or if there is a problem with flaps, anything like that, yes, the pilot might notice some of these events, because you have to understand there's thousands of things that can go wrong in anything which is moving parts.
Okay.
In that case, our system immediately picks up something even before it will be triggered to the pilot, because it does trend monitoring. And compared to the last 50, 100, or whatever flights, one of the parameters is really off whack. Our system tells you a long time before a pilot or someone will get a sort of a note in the cockpit.
Right.
Does it work with any type of aircraft or only certain models?
It can work with any type of aircraft, but it is more cost-effective with jets, morely.
Okay.
More likely, but jets and VIP, narrow, wide-body.
And is this a product that an airline would buy or a manufacturer would buy?
Well, I would love the manufacturer to also name us as OEMs, but initially we have to start off with the airlines. That's where we are. We are currently testing on a flagship airline in Asia, and the current system is running, giving out, spitting out reports the way we want it, way the industry wants it, and it also looks like we can actually go and do other things that might be required in data mining later on. But at the same time, real-time monitoring is the key.
It's Catfish here in the Live 88.5 startup, and that's Viraf Kapadia from Starnav. You're in Toronto. Is this a Canadian development?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Canadian development with new Canadians like myself.
Oh, really?
Perfect. Even better. I love it. That's a great success for us then.
Why is this not already in the airplanes themselves?
Okay, if I told you your original black box has been in the aircraft for 65 years and no one has tried to change it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I would think somebody's upgraded something over the past years.
Slow upgrades are being asked for, but what we have is the ultimate upgrade.
Now, does your system record anything, like on the ground maybe?
Our system records up to 11,000 hours of data in the aircraft.
Okay.
As well as when the aircraft come to the gate, whatever the last flight, few flights can be downloaded at the gate, and that data is available forever for data mining purposes, for future use. I mean, there are multiple uses. Live flight data analysis is one. Real-time monitoring is the one.
Right.
Trend monitoring is another one. But in the end, if you ever are an airline and you need to look at lease or buy decisions, which engines to use for which route, what type of aircraft, Boeings or Airbuses, all those things, you can do data mining later.
That's impressive, and I love the fact that it comes from Canada. And Viraf Kapadia from Starnav on with the Live 88.5 startup. We're going to leave you with one final question this morning.
Before that, can I just throw in something?
Sure, absolutely.
It's close to my heart.
Okay.
I am sort of a contributor to a very good charity called True Patriot Love. That is for our fallen soldiers and their families and those who come back without limbs, missing limbs and all.
Sure.
Listeners could actually go to True Patriot Love and do something. We have been contributors. We have also been flying sort of our system, one of our systems, which is a low system, ISMS flight, on Skylink in Afghanistan with NATO forces, which helped our guys. I just wanted to say that.
That's awesome. And we'll put a link on our website, live885.com, and click on the startup engine in order to get there. And we'll leave you with one final question this morning, Viraf.
Sure.
Of all the airports in the world, which is your favorite?
Houston.
Nobody says that.
Yes, I have to say it because what happened with Air France a couple of years ago with the ground services.
Right, right.
Those people survived because they were there within 53 seconds. And I'm not biased. I have nothing against Ottawa.
Right.
This is what actually happened. And I believe that everything is in practice. Once you practice enough, you can do anything you want in this world. And I have three kids, and I always say, guys, dream what you want to and achieve it. Dream it, achieve it by practice.
That's awesome. That's a great answer. Totally appreciate your time, and thanks for telling us about this, and good luck to you, Viraf.
You're welcome, sir.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's Viraf Kapadia. Very cool guy. That's a great answer.
It is.
You know, because...
I might actually like Pearson now.
Yeah. He's absolutely right. Viraf Kapadia, and the place is called StarNav, and you'll find a link through the startup webpage. Go to the Live885 Startup and the startup engine at live885.com.
Wouldn't it be great to see that as a standard... He would sell it to Boeing or sell it to Airbus, and then it becomes in every single plane, or Bombardier. Let's get it in the Canadian planes initially.
Well, something that good, you shouldn't keep it to yourself, right?
No.
So
go, Viraf.
It's the line.